Blog Talk Radio.
Ricky, what about the bulletproof?
Together and share our love. Verse. All are welcome here. The calling number is 929-477-3951. 929-477-3951. Of course, we ask that you be respectful and cordial to all guests and poets. Let everyone speak, and please don't interrupt. Everyone will get a chance to speak. We treat others here the way that we would expect to be treated. Also, I'd like to mention that all the views and opinions of the guests on the show are reflective of the ownership and management of Lakota National Radio, and are of their own free will. We all believe in freedom of speech and respect for all people. Feedback and conversation are encouraged. Thank you for joining us and enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
Hello, this is Raz.
It's another edition of Public Poetry. We're at the beginning of quite a life-changing summer, 2023, June 25th. And of all things imaginable and possible, here we are, like the streamer said, to share our mutual love at LCN for poetry. I would like to bring in my co-host, Boo.
Hey, how are you? Yeah. Hi, how are you? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Let me just say one thing real quick. He wants to be, you know, more active, but they don't want that to be the case. Really, they don't really want.
You talking about Rob Cohen?
They haven't signed anything. Yeah, okay. But he thinks he knows everything. He can run the whole place. So, yeah, he doesn't know shit. Anyway, sorry about that. I was talking to my patient. Sorry. I was just thinking, how are we going to read the poetry?
Well, we have examples here in the studio. If you want to go by any and have them analyzed, dissected.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I was just going to say, like, since we can't really see the poetry, since we're not allowed to be in there after I've already done my time and paid my dues and done my year suspension for shit that's not even true, he has to come and ban me and also Raz, who hasn't done a damn thing, for 555 more days when I already paid my dues. And Raz is innocent. So this is Kevin and his witch hunt, which, you know, we refuse to lie down to. So, you know, you can try all you want, but take a look at the people you're around. Take a look at the people that are leading you, because they're full of shit. So on that note, we'll just hang out for a little bit and see who calls, you know. If not, then we'll do our thing. But I was thinking, you know, we could listen to some, and then we could rate them. And then, you know, I'm sure some people are going to call, so I'm not worried. So I'll wait and see if you
yeah,
share.
Who do you want to if call? You want to possibly just place one of these with our pre-mission slips, we could play, I don't know, there's all sorts of different examples
here. We have hundreds of
why don't we, relax for a second, let Adam tell you about the Coca-Cola hips. Listen.
Aphrodite, aphrodisiac, with the Coca-Cola hips, in your booty shorts, sweatpants, you dip, this cook looks so hot, let's dance, I'll sip you up an ice cold bitch, let me drink you down, full glass, from your cherry tasting lips to your hips and everything in between, the sugary so sweet, finger licking, ooh, sticky good. So light some of that icky perp and get to twerking for daddy like you a perp. My number one suspect, cause you tease me, it's criminal. Got these thoughts, kinda psycho. The curves are alive, and I wanna ride all night. Until dawn, she sighs. She's hungry for me in her one starlight bedroom eyes. Feel her heat between them thighs. Grinding up on me just right. Waking up, 6 in the morning. We just live in bed. Pure a nymphomaniac, constant contact. But I'll make a breakfast instead. Cooking up some biscuits. In the biscuits. Some gravy, and I'm depraved, yeah. Cause I've been thinking I wanna butter her. The way we bounce, jiggle, sway, pick a boo, sing, ass, cheeks, and she prances around and pounces already in underwear on my t-shirt. No bra, see them nipples, ooh, no makeup, yeah. And I'm ready, her head is tossed, it's never sexier. Cause it's comfortable, she's comfortable, and she makes me comfortable. Ooh, with the Coca-Cola hip, yeah. Coca-Cola hips. Need to take me some long sips, drink her in. Gonna give me a heart attack as she slides on me. Feel her heart breath on my neck, moans like poetry, chills up my spine. I'm instantly in the zone. Touching me feels musically exclusive, alive. She has the rights, and she takes grip of my, She's got the Coca-Cola, she's got the Coca-Cola sway, way, way, way back. So finger licking, ooh, sticky good. Light up the icky perp, twerking for daddy, like you a perp. Number one suspect, and how you tease this criminal, criminal. You fucking criminal, the way you got me strong, and the Coca-Cola hips, Aphrodite, aphrodisiac. She's a nice cold bitch, so fucking hot. Let me drink you down in one shot, 100 proof. I don't need no proof. She's the proof. My antidote, my aphrodisiac, put me to sleep like an amnesiac. I don't remember shit.
Wait, just don't say anything, Raz. Wait, wait. Just for Adam, I gotta play this. Cali, I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali. Cali, I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali. Silent, profiling, growling and smiling, riling the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and it's fly cause it's sitting on Dayton. I'm feeling real cool, holy Senegrade, with me girls waiting. Green engine's glowing, the chrome is shining, passing all the cars along the way. Movement of the wind, back wheel spins, popping in a cassette push play. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so, I'm going back to Cali. Cali, I'm going back to Cali. Back to Cali, shaking them, baking them, taking them to spots they never be for a home. The place in the streets on the sunset, it's a trip where the AC's cold and the girls still strip. The records skip, but the girl keeps dancing, prancing, grinding, grinning, romancing. I asked her to the barn so we could hit the hay. I am gonna do this boost kiss, but I don't wanna pay. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so, I'm going back to Cali, Cali, I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali. That was enough of that nightmare. That's just for Adam since he thought it was so funny. Anyway.
Yeah, that's been back-to-back sometime before in the Kosher Nosher radio history. What you have with Adam, that first piece, Coca-Cola.
That's hilarious.
Eyes, Coca-Cola eyes, Coca-Cola kitten. Yeah, he does it pretty well. The freestyle rap has a great instrumental background break, and I think it's him at one of his best showing off that extra special talent. And yours, going back to Cali, I've been hearing about it even in chat rooms, anti-land. I just saw someone mention it. They said, going back to Cali. I was like, wait, these people heard Boo? I guess that expression is kind of popular.
That's an LL Cool J song, which I happen to love, but obviously I sing shitty because I'm not a singer, but I liked Adam's Crack Me Up. An ice cold bitch, licky sticky good. Get some of that icky herb, and then twerk for daddy. Twerk for daddy. I think you said I'm your number one suspect committing a crime. It's just fucking funny. And he can do that. He can freestyle rap, which I think is the hardest form to do. But entertaining nonetheless. Yeah, I hope you're going to be back soon. So that was funny. So we're just basically taking a stroll down memory lane today and pick a random things that we already have approval for. That would be everything that's in the this, I don't know, hundreds of things that we have here. So I was going to wait a little bit to see if some people called, maybe Dave and some other people. So I was thinking we could play something from our friend Salwa, who's always supportive and lovely. If I can pull something up.
Retro mode.
Okay, we'll go with this
one.
Oh, darn, I just passed it. That's her on the piano. See, I was looking for the one I just saw, but...
Jada Pri.
I was looking for a different one, but I'll go with this one.
A love poem. Black clouds. De nuages noirs. Black clouds of dark memories, long ago, shook back her emotions and squeezed her breath. She breathed them out with her tears to plant flowers in her heart. Les mémoires sombres de jadis, comme des nuages noirs, retouffaient ses émotions et serraient son souffle. Elle les a expirées avec ses larmes pour planter des fleurs dans son cœur. End of poem.
That
yes,
recording
that was
cool.
Sala. Her usual style of temperament, it's unique indeed for any form of love poet. Just kind of sums it all up there, what it takes to have a heart burst. It's a song and poetry.
That was super short brevity, too. I mean,
what
about,
do you think?
You know, super short brevity.
No. It was that short for Sala. She has her meters usually filled up like that.
Yeah. That was awesome. Always supportive. And, you know, the black cloud that follows you when you get your heart broken and how much it hurts, it ain't easy. Lovely red. I think the recording was shitty. I probably should have picked a different one. But, yeah, good job, Sal. Well, we miss you. Hope you come back soon. I also want to say that if we do fade away
right
from the website, just want everyone to know that we do have our own website. So I'm going to give out that link later so you can come there and we can still do the shows. That depends how much support, how much crap we get. But, you know, we're not quitters, so just wanted to say that. Plus, we're over on Clubhouse, where we do a lot of activities over there. It's an app for iOS, also for Android, where you can join us over there. We do poetry there as well, so check it out. It's a fun place. It's a bit different than what we're used to, but still a good time. So what do you want to do next, Raz? Keep doing that.
Yeah, I was going to illustrate one of my examples that I've been writing recently on a website called Calmful. And there you can post whatever you want, fan fiction or poetry, and see how many thumbs up you get or points. So
that's where you put it to pictures and music, right? I love that website.
Calmful, yeah.
Yeah, Calmful. Mm-hmm.
It goes like this. Overjoyed day of freedom. Thin, dangerous orbison trilling. Menace to eco-sanctity. Finish. The pink pill and cheat of the neighbor's wife. Taffy and fever. Enemy to none. Renounced by one. many fruited topics are post-advising nationalism. Ashamed self-identity has looked through the mirror reflection. July glow stick fries. 4th of July bang the celebration. Fireworks on me, richly and scintillating. Hip hip hooray. Patiently waiting at the birth of independent babes. We're deciding balance turner to go forth. And peace. What do you think? Also too short?
Sorry, can you read it again? Because this phone sucks. I'm wondering if I should...
All right, yeah, sure. I'll try it a second time.
My
overjoyed headphones. Day of freedom. Hudson dangerous, Orbison thrilling, menace to eco-sanctity finish. Pink pill and cheated the neighbor's wife, Paphian fever. Enemy to none, renounced by one. The many fruited topics are post-advising nationalism. Ashamed self-identity has looked through the mirror reflection. July glow stick fries. 4th of July, bang, celebration. Fireworks on me, richly and scintillating. Hip hip, hooray. Patiently waiting at the birth of independent babes for deciding balance turner to go forth. And peace.
Whoa. First, we got somebody on the line, 229, who's calling. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Hey, nice to see you. We're just going through some poetry that's like already we already have in the studio. So Raz is just reading his. I don't know. That seems kind of romantic, Raz, in a way. Like, you're waiting for independence to come because you're waiting. Seems like, I don't know, to make your move with someone that you care about, and maybe then you can finally be free. That's what I hear, but I don't know if I'm right because it's very, like, shaky, the phone. I think I'm going to call my other phone. But about independence and of love and... life, I guess. I don't know if I'm right. Am I?
Well, you can take it any way you want, you know, if you see it that way with the grain of salt.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? it's hard when you can't see it, right? I thought it was really nice. And I love that site, too, because it's cool. It puts your you ever been on Comiful, Zappa? It puts your poems to pictures and music. It's really cool. Anyway, nice job.
Right. What about you, Zappa? Have you checked out Comiful yet?
I'm playing catch up. I am not going to say anything until I play the catch up.
Okay, no problem.
I love you guys.
No problem. What do you want to do? Who do you want to pick next?
We could have Zappa, since he's here, you know, do his piece.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ready or I don't want to rush him into, like, just reading it right away, unless he's probably got to get situated, unless you're ready.
What am I doing?
I'm going to read something and we're going to listen. Since I should tell you that the asshole Kevin threw us both off the site, banned both of us.
Oh,
even
serious?
Though I did my
ridiculous.
Time for a year, which is what he gave me, I've done it, and now he bans both of us for 555 days for nothing. I didn't even write a single poem. So, yeah, he's just hating on us and the group for no reason. But he can't mess with this, so that's why we're here. I'm not lying down and giving and bent, you know. I was going to say I'm not going to bend over. I mean, I'm not lying down and giving in.
It just fucking sucks, man. I don't get
it's
it.
Not,
yeah.
But we didn't do anything.
He's obviously... over-exaggerating spam botting.
Yeah, it's like, I don't get it, man, why he hates me so much. But it's really cold and cruel, and he's affecting a lot of people, not just us, but people who this is their family. We like to hang out together. We're friends. We've been together for 5 years. Like, why would you want to hurt people like that unnecessarily, you know? It's just, it doesn't make sense. You know? It's cruel, and it's mean.
It
and it's also some people over there that talk a lot of shit. Two in particular, two men who I thought, you know, well, no, neither one of them were my friends, really, but I kicked them both out of the group. That's probably why they did this, but yeah, two assholes over there that have a lot to say that don't know shit. So, but anyway, we're not going to take it, so we're just going to keep on keeping on, you know? But Raz didn't do a damn thing. He doesn't deserve to be banned at all. He didn't do anything. But it's guilty by association because Kevin's a prick, and so are his little drones that follow him around. So, and he's a liar. So, just to throw that out there, and it's the truth. So, but, you know, people are going to believe. You can't do shit when he owns the website, right? So, anywho, that's a whole other...
Does he still own it?
Yeah, he's still there, and he's you know, they do things undercover, and they change their name, and they go in groups with other people, and, you know, all of that stuff. So, you know, we've written to him, and we've asked him nicely, at least can Raz come back, you know, but he hasn't responded. To me, he's just a dead set no. Like, he said a year, I did a year, and now he's saying, you know, whatever, because two little bitches whining and complaining. You know who you are. So, yeah. So, but anyway, I'm not going to lay down and take it. You know, if he wants to close the group, we have our own website, too, so we can just do the show on there if we want to. So, I don't know. But it's pretty cruel. So, but if he thinks that I'm going to give in, he's got the wrong bitch. So, you know?
Police sirens in the background, yeah. I just like to interject for a second. You can also publish your poems at Poetry Hunter. There's plenty of alternatives on the web. Yeah.
You should come join us on Clubhouse too, Zap. I think you'd like it. I think you'd find it interesting, and your personality would fit in good there. But you know, the thing is, you know, regardless, it hurts because, you know, I mean, oh God, I don't want to cry, but like these people are our friends, you know.
Stay the course. You're good.
Keep her steady as she goes.
Yeah. It's just sad, you know, because we're friends. And, like, I love hanging out with you guys. And it's not fair to keep us apart because we're not bothering anyone, you know? But I'll figure something out. So, anyway, I don't know if you wanted to read yours now, Zappa, or you want us to do somebody else.
I'll read whatever you want me to read. I am your toy.
We have to listen.
Let's get it on.
Now, I really paid attention.
Yeah. All right. So,
hold on.
Zappa,
I'm
going to go next.
For a moment. Do you want me to read something? Did I touch something up?
We can't see it, so we're
just...
We don't know if anybody's bored, but
no,
we can't see that either, but if they are...
Dark space.
Let's go for it.
Thank you. Ready.
Okay, here. I got to pull Costa Nostra first. Talk to Mossy quickly.
If anyone's on the board, tell them we said hello. Like, we can't even see the board. Trick. Trick.
Okay. The newest, oh my gosh. I actually don't have anything up. I've got Pee Wee Cousin.
Pee Wee might have a poem he once read too. Maybe he could send it to you and you could read it. Or, because since I can't really download it either, anybody has a SoundCloud, I'm going to figure all this out.
Tell you what. Somebody throw something up right at the...
So we're dividing the time. We'll have Zappa read his piece. I'll play Anonymous, and then we'll do Pee-wee's.
Okay, I'll take in a... I am getting nothing, you guys. I apologize. I apologize for even my saying I am going to read my poem.
It's okay. We can do Anonymous, and you can come. It's okay. Go ahead, Raz.
All right. Well, let's play Anonymous real quick. Here's one he left in the studio for us. No, nothing less.
313 words. Nothing less. When our hope leaves the purest security of the search for true humility, selfishness, and self-seeking, and self-centered fear seep into our heart and soul, and in the end these four poisons champion our mind. We can never consider nor suggest ourselves into a corner, but we most oftentimes can consider and suggest ourselves right straight out of one. Such is the considerable benefit of trying to keep an open mind. I believe that to be able to live at our very best, we must be able to accept ourselves within our most indifferent moments, as well as to be able to accept ourselves at our utmost imbalanced. No, none of us are perfect, but when we are grateful that there is never going to be anything greater to reach for, we have made our best beginning upon this endeavor. We can only pray that all for this effort, our good Lord will make and find us and keep us humble and safe from ourselves. That as long as we're able to move towards this endeavor, this power may grant us nothing less than the knowledge and the wisdom, and the very discernment between the infinite and universal truth and hope of these blessings, just as much as we ask this power for all of us to remain grateful for this life and able to welcome nothing less. If we request from this power that we would make an honest and fully concerted effort towards these blessings, never asking for anything more than for just what we are fully capable of, by applying ourselves towards these endeavors, and all never merely for ourselves, we receive these blessings. So I ask this power to offer all of us the infinite readiness to remain honest-minded and open-hearted and willing to ask this power for the blessing of nothing less. Signed, anonymously known, 313 words above. Copyright sign, 10 hours ago, anonymously known.
Yeah, that was awesome. And what you have of Anonymous, he does these inspirational meditations like you just demonstrated in this recording. And you hear it, that very notion is extremely philosophical, where he says there is infinite and universal truth. So as we have of science, as of yet to understand, there is of those differences. I believe that will be many, many years of self-discovery. Thanks, Anonymous, wherever you are right now. Zappa, what do you believe about this piece here?
Honestly, I'm still trying to pull it up. I'm here. I'm trying to pull it up.
It's hard because we can't put it on the board, so I know you just have to listen, and that makes it really fucking difficult. So I'm with you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. So we appreciate you calling, period. But, you know, we can't put on the board. We can't see shit, so, like, we don't know what we're going to do, basically. But we just thought, like, you know, we're still going to show up and do the show because we're not going to let him beat us, you know? So we're going to figure out another game plan.
No, this is for sure.
You know, but for Anonymous, he's always uplifting, spiritual, supportive. It's funny because he's one of the people that surprised me in this whole thing because I didn't think he would be so supportive, and he's been amazing and awesome. And we always have a chance to transform and change our life, and he's always inspiring, inspirational, hope, full of hope, even though he's in a darkness himself sometimes. But I think the poem is amazing. I think he's awesome, and I would always have his back because he's always had ours, so I thought it was beautiful. And I love his spiritual side.
Yeah, Anonymous brings it 100%. What he does in his own fashion, you know, I don't see anyone else that can possibly ever imitate this creative genius he has for trying to inspire a greater connection and love for God. I would agree with you there, Bert. And so I guess we turn over to Zappa again if he's ready to perform his piece.
Okay, what do I need to do?
You either get something you want to read, or we could read Pee-wee's, but we can't do the SoundCloud because we can't get in there either. So.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I was just thinking on repeating what Luke Skywalker for 45 minutes.
No, we have tons of poems.
I don't know.
We have tons of poems on the fucking thing. We could play, you know, let's play, and we could play another one. We got almost 1,000 poems in here. This could go on for, like, days, but let's,
Hey.
I'll play one, and
what about
I think
Muddy Waters? Muddy Waters. It's something I wrote earlier today. It was just really, really strange. I was like doing some background bullshit on Robert Johnson, and I just, oh my God.
Yeah, the blues great, who sold his soul at the crossroads to the devil.
Yes, sir. Muddy Waters. Someone asked me, what do you feel in music? I thought if any feeling worth a feeling, I had no answer. Music to me is definitely a third eye, the kind of an eye opening that happens all at once. What is this thing that I think? Music is musical, yes, and it's a wash of spectral illusions, and it's empty until we put our blood into. Music is that last breath that we keep holding on to. An equinox of tempo, colorful design, and chaos. I never fully understood the answer to question, but the sextant kept ticking in the stars. Music is a fallacy of the utmost, I thought. End poem.
Yeah, there's definitely infinite layers to music. And here, where you're commemorating the one artist, you know, Robert Johnson, anyone could hear the same words and think of a recent song they heard or album, even some other performer. I myself flash back to just a couple of days back. I was listening to rare and unused version on YouTube of Pink Floyd outtakes that were released in the early 70s. And, you know, it had all these different versions of Adam Hart Mother, what you have of the Umagama LP, just rare tracks. It was mind-blowing.
Sweet.
On a bootleg level, that they still have you know, different takes of all their classic stuff out there, Pink Floyd. But for someone else, you know, they would look at I would say Robert Johnson. I played them frequently. He has roughly, like, you know for yourself, like 28 songs or 32, and it's just always those specific songs. But when you listen to Robert Johnson, what you hear is the blues just beginning to form, and that's really the most raw quality there is of those records. Yeah.
Okay. You got soda?
I don't got shit.
Oh, no soda?
No, he just went to the store.
He did?
He bought some shit to drink, he said.
He did right now?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's bringing it now?
No, he's in there, supposedly.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, shit. I'm not on hold. Oh, my God, I apologize. Well, first of all, how can you define music for somebody who loves music like you do, like I do? You know, when you say it's a feeling, you know, that you can't describe, you have no answer for. I agree. How do you describe something that means so much? But it's like a third eye, you said, all at once. Like, and I agree with that. You know, the illusions, and you put your blood and your sweat and your tears into it. It's your last breath. It's the color that changes into chaos. It's all of those things and so much more, and I think you describe it so well. It's almost indescribable, you know? So I think you nailed it, and beautiful read. I think you're one of the best readers there is, period, too. The way you read your poetry, I love how you get all into it, and you bring it to life every time. So beautiful.
Yes, excellent work, Zappa. Very much to a T in the letter.
I love you guys.
You too. I appreciate
your family,
you.
Zappa.
So I was
Let's do Garden Delight like we would any other weekend. Here's what we have in the studio. Coming
back
home.
That, I got, first, we got somebody else. Oh, I had, we
dreamer.
Just had somebody else in the studio. They hung up.
Head tilting pixie-like, framing a winsome look. Having clothed herself in trailing orchids, their lovely lilac fragrance saturating thick air. White fluffy clouds of dreamings floating across the rivers of her mind, scattering glittering dust particles in their wake. Imagination takes off. She pictures oceans ideal for catamarans sailing, froth-tipped waves crest over the bow. Scattered drops sparkle before a brilliant sun. Prisms of radiant color shimmer down on her. Café au lait skin warms under Saul's intensity. Next, she ventures into Babylon's hanging gardens. Exquisite flowering vines climb up high trellises. Solid, molten gold statues are polished to a sheen. The oversized Tower of Babel truly dwarfing all else. Her reverie ends, eyes flicking open. She looks around, seeing the present-day forest. Rising, she determines to discover real adventures every day from now until forever. The end.
Now until forever. That's an extremely long time ahead, backwards, forwards. And there she had mentioned the hanging garden walls of Babylon, which was one of the seven wonders of the world. But they changed the list, and the seven wonders now include the pyramids of Giza, the Great Wall of China, the Acropolis of Athens, Chichen Itza, which was influenced by the Toltecs, Petra, Jordan, Machu Picchu, and Christ the Redeemer, the statue which stands upon the Mount Carvacado in Rio de Janeiro, sometime after dates unestablished World War I, and also the Colosseums of Rome, Taj Mahal. I think I counted over seven, but that's a list. I think it exemplifies Garden Delight's wonder for that much what there are these marvels that don't die out within the range of the expanse of timing. What about you, Zappa? How do you feel about this coming home by Garden Delight?
The beginning into the end. I really like it. I really do. Getting into the end. Seven wonders. Just make the wonders. Really cool.
Yes, they make one wonder, seven wonders. Funny. Boo, would you like to respond to Garden of Light?
I don't really want to just bullshit, but I didn't really hear it because I had a situation with a patient. But I did love her read. Her voice is beautiful. I heard some of it, but, yeah, I'd have to hear that one again. I apologize.
I guess that's on hold. We'll take out the golden ticket some other time for Charlie and Willy Wonka. All right. And,
I love that.
Where we go next week?
I'm so sorry.
I love what you said. Download the one Pee Wee sent me. He told me on Clubhouse to send it to my email, but I need to download it. But I was going to play one right now from Rob, and then we can move on.
Jimi Hendrix.
left-handed axe-wielding melody sculptor of spangled roofs, strumming front to back, upside down, a plectrum painted purple blaze of distortion revelations in a psychedelic headband haze, voodoo child touching the sky with light of fluid, rapid blue finger dancing over electric fretboard tracks, knee sliding into the station along wah-wah watchtowers, or strumming a tightrope, peacock strut rocking into Ladyland whammy bars, rolling out in bottled up violent drunken vulture humiliation. London launched his lysergic technicolored foxy wizardry back across the Atlantic Sea, eventually popping up in Monterey, arriving in flares, leaving in flames. Next stop for Rock's lost clock insomniac was Woodstock, wings spread in a white-robed shawl, welcoming a delayed homecoming of messianic guitar trick magic, feeding 40,000 beatnik disciples with slick hypnotic licks. Back across the Atlantic for a final bow, rising the Isle of Wight out to the sea, eyes wide locked, sleeping pools dropped, they pop back, volcanic vomiting erupting in a sandcastle, choking Jimmy's destiny.
Yes, that was mind-blowing. And for those who don't know about the Messianic Age, it is in Hebrew, Allah Haba, the world to come, in Arabic, the hereafter, a future period of time on earth in which the Messiah will reign and bring universal peace and brotherhood without any evil. Many believe that there will be such an age. Some refer to it as the consummate kingdom of God or the world to come. Jews believe that such a figure is yet to come, while Christians and Muslims believe that this figure will be Jesus. Very deep stuff here. You can also look into millennialism, which is a belief that Christ will reign for 1,000 years prior to the final judgment and the future eternal state, the world yet to come, or technological singularity, a hypothetical event that there will be an advent like a super intelligence that will play the role of the Messiah. All that, your backup and sources. What do you say to this, Zappa?
You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? Oh, yeah, man. It's actually a pretty good poem. It threw me a left curve, man. I'm telling you. It threw me a left curve. I'm undecided. It's a really good poem.
It'd be easier if you read it, see it. The wording is so, you know, I know it kind of sucks. That's the way he writes, but Rob Cohen, I think it's amazing how he describes how he slides into and all the, what he calls disciples that were worshiping him, and how much like he went through in life and how much he meant, like in such a short time. He's, you know, an idol, of course, we all know, but
yeah.
And the descriptions are amazing, like the whole narcotic thing, and I just thought it was kind of slick and cool. But yeah, it would help if you could see it, I'm sure, because his wording is always, you know, elegant and intelligent. So, but good job, Rob. As always, get back to writing poetry. I haven't written a poem in like over a year, so I don't know why, but.
No, it was cool. It really was.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He's a deep fellow. sometimes I have to Google shit when he's talking. I'm like, say what? I have no idea what you're talking about. But. Anyway, I don't know who you wanted to pick next. I'm gonna do Pee Wee's right now. After this one, we can do Pee Wee's. Maybe we should pick something by, you know, someone who's a regular, like Wayne or.
Yeah, that's what we have been doing, choosing a regular readers, recording from Avian Studios. All right. Wayne is a great suggestion. Here he is. Wayne.
This is called Scent of the Mist. Mesmerized by the scent of lavender on the breeze. Wave of the bluebonnet flowers. Put my mind at ease. Watched her as she walked against nature's backdrop. Flowing blonde hair, pearls for teeth, silk dress ready to pop. Slip shoes off, put her feet in Savior's Creek to wade. Sit on fallen tree trunks, smiling as Beatles played. First, the winding road picked me up. Then I heard Let It Be. Never saw such a lovely sight. An angel smiling back at me. Under the sycamore tree, at edge of gravel bar, we laid. Cool spring breeze from ripple of sparkling creek made. Her words float like the monarch butterfly in morn. Playful fawn tripping through forest. Had yesterday been born? Sun winks as it sets to the overgrowth and tree limbs. Shadows giggle as they mingle in the wind, singing hymns. Light sweat on her thigh as it lays across my waist. Her kiss and teasing tongue leaves me wanting another taste. We walked away holding hands as the dusk said hello today. The cricket's call informed the forest inhabitants it's time to play. Brain has slipped into a secure, lazy haze of contentment, only to be woken by my lady talking of lifetime commitment. Yeah.
This one, it's a quality recording. It's one of those you just lay back, relax your own neurostimulants, and deepest inner thoughts, which are strangling muted in the unconscious while 3.5 minutes go by and you're wondering yourself, how does time slow down like this? Wayne just presented with this recording. It's a nano slicer. Thank you, Jen. What do you think of this, Zappa?
I think we all need to get together and just have a good conversation. Just have a good powwow. It's actually a really good poem. It made me think of a bunch of different, like, Beatles songs and everything, too. Oh, my God. You know, this
how
is
well,
something
what do you mean?
Really
how?
New. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Boo. What?
Do you mean a powwow, like right now?
I
or you mean at some
mean,
point?
Yeah, at some
or that's
point.
What the
at some
poem
point.
Means. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
We can chat too. We're down to chat. We're down to read poetry.
Bring
we're in
out.
No rush.
Get it together. You want to just talk for a bit, Zappa? We have the time tonight on this special public poetry.
Yeah, we've got the time. So, I mean, it's true. I mean, I you know, I always want to talk because, I mean, I like, you know, I like to talk and I like to get to know everybody and their backstory. I don't like just powering through poems either, and we really don't have to. So, you know, other than we just got to do Pee Wee's at some point, which I'm finished with. So, but.
Sorry, that was really good. That was really, 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 really good.
Pee Pee Wayne.
Yeah, no,
I was going to play at least two more other than Pee Wee. I was going to put on Dave, which is our frequent caller, Williams Prophet, and Rack and Tour. Throw that in there with the list, the play.
And we would if we had Francine, and we should probably play Linda too. I wish I had something from Francine. And I have something to read, like when we're ready to read. So, I mean, when we're ready. But I can wait. So, for Wayne, that was very relaxing. I gotta say, the music, the voice, everything. I almost didn't really hear what he said because I was just zoning out. And I hate to say that, but it was lovely, read, and yeah. And I'm kind of like, it just made me zone out and tired. But I mean that in the nicest way. And Wayne is always supportive, not just of us, but of every group that he's in, and never says a bad word about anybody. Just a sweetheart, and always been supportive. So thank you, Wayne, so much for being you. So, and you too, Zappa. You're amazing too. And thanks for being supportive. And as soon as we're done these two, then we can chat if you like. Cause yeah, I got some things to say. Don't worry, it's not all negative. But okay, if you want to play Dave, go ahead, Raz.
Dave's all right. Let me zip through this track. Alright, it's set around here somewhere. Dave. Yeah. And I had a best friend by that name, the exact one when I was in college, Dave Williams. What a coincidence that I meet someone else, Prophet, who's also the signature. What there was of Williams, I eventually stopped seeing him and went on dating his ex-girlfriend. But that's a story for another night. Here's Dave High Heels. We had the right Dave Prophet jamming out on the rock guitar, or maybe I should go ahead.
No, he loves that. He loves that song. That's a good one, the one you played.
Piece. Yeah, was that Dave on the guitar?
Yeah, that was Dave on the guitar, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely had the mastery of the instrument. That sounded as good as, I'd say, what you have any contemporary rock.
No, that was bad. That sounded like ZZ Top, kind of. That was really good. On to Rack.
Did you hear him do those moves, Zappa? What do you think of Dave? All right.
Give me all your loving. Oh, loving. Never mind. Yeah, man.
Give me some of loving. Give me
didn't
some
didn't that remind
loving.
You of kind of?
Are you hugs and kisses too? Oh, my God. I love you guys. We were so 80s, you know?
What's that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me all your loving, all the loving to you too. ZZ Top would sound like that.
We are so retro. You know, we are so retro. Oh my god.
Oh, we're just old. That was badass, though. That was really, really good. We have a couple other ones if you wanted to play a piece or whatever. We can play it later, the music scene. Yeah, he's really good, though, for a long time.
Prophet.
Well, he likes it loud.
More that I wish we had longer length editions of Dave playing, and we could just do that for like half an hour as a show. it rocked.
You know, it's fucking scary. I can actually play that. That is so badass, man.
That's not scary. I was like, light up your joint. That sounds like so, like, you know, you're just chilling, having a good time. He likes it loud, obviously. That's cool. Very good, Dave. That's talent right there. Not easy to do. So I was looking for, I was thinking we could do Pee-wee because he's listening and he's on the board probably by himself, sadly. But, so I was just going to, I'm studio first. Thanks for your support and all that too, Pee-wee, because I know you're newer, but you've been awesome. I appreciate that. He's like, oh, it's so unfair. What happened to you guys? Like, what can we do? Last time they did this to me, we had a rally, and people wrote so many people wrote that he had to bring me back. But I don't – this is the sixth time I've been thrown off. So I don't really think that's his intention or he would have just given.
Yeah, I'm not really that enthused to change the order around. I think you're fighting a spam bot.
No, yeah, we're pretty much done. What'd you say, Beth?
I told you, I think you're fighting a spam bot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's, you know. But also, they supposedly have some new security on there. But here's Pee-wee, Sweet Sanity.
My world is gone, your world's not mine. Who chose what to wear, or which lines to find? Shoulder the load, take back our time. If we join hands, can we take back the night? Sweet sanity is calling out to me. Says take what they say, throw it to sea. These things in life that I never dreamed. So tomorrow's a human machine. Windswept eyes, glazed, gilded lies. Would you try leaving yourself behind? Shipwrecked out on high tides. Sycophantic tirades form in your mind. Impetuous times, perception greed. Man in power, subjugate your envy. Green envy towards you, envious of me. Sold slaves to cruel-handed animosity. Guns and knives, it's time to find where they go when you draw the line. Almost full moon tonight, shine bright. Now's the time to take back our birthright. can't be screaming through disease, winds of madness singing, blowing breeze. Deep sixed your hope to be sold sanity. Somewhere along the ride, you would read green.
I was going to ask that, but if he could find it, like, we'll take a minute. If you could read it, because I really couldn't hear that great, and I know it's a great poem. I don't know if you can go to Pee-wee's page or if you put it on the...
It has a nice soft rock background music, reminded me of just driving around the car, hitting the roads of Flagler, Bird Road, Pinecrest, Color Ridge. Usual places around Miami, Florida. Zap.
Do you think you could find it, Zappa, and read it so we could hear it better? It was just, like, too echoey. I don't know if he put it on the board or he put it on the page, but I'd like to give him a good
way
comment.
Way too echoey.
Understand it. Can you do all the work? You're the only one here.
Though. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool. Oh, my God, he's so pretty. He's so beautiful. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Pee Wee Cushman's
dog.
He's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Oh God. Okay. Mute.
Wait. Hold on. What's that?
He said it's on the board. Wait. He just texted me. Let's see what he says. He said, oh, keeps bringing me over here. I don't know why. Okay. It's on the board.
The meaning of life is this, but you can't hear me in these exact words. No? I was just taking a guess.
No, he said it's on the board.
I don't have a board. I have my backyard.
Okay. Appa's looking for
it. Yeah, it's a flashlight.
We're not allowed in anymore because we're such riffraff.
That is so fucked up, man. That is so messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, Pee Wee Cushman, Sweet Sanity, poem number 420. Would you like me to read it?
Yes, please. And there's another phone call?
My world is gone. Your world, not mine. Who chose which way or which line to define? Shoulder the load and take back our time. If we joined hands, can we take back the night? Sweet sanity is calling out to me. Says take what they say, throw it to see things in life I've never dreamed. Sold tomorrow's, are you man or machine? Windswept eyes glaze wild eyes. Would you try leaving yourself behind? Shipwrecked out on these high tides. Psychopathic trades form in your mind. Impetuous times, perception and greed. Man in power subjugate your envy, green envy, towards you, envious of me. Sold slaves to cruel and its animals. Sabers, guns, and knives, it's time to find where they go when you draw the line. Almost full moon, tonight shines bright. Now is the time to take back our birthright. Misanthropy screaming through diseased winds of madness, singing and blowing breeze. Deep sixed your hope to be sold sanity. Somewhere along the ride you agreed.
Yes, this is definitely a flourish of
all kinds of metaphors. It's a step higher than modern country rock. I noticed that lately they've been hitting heavy with the liquor. But here you have up and down on what in Christ's name is becoming of this world. Thank you very much, Pee Wee. Zappa, you read that excellently. What do you think of this piece?
Mm-hmm. I fucking love it, man. I love the one stanza, the cancer piece, screaming through disease. It's like, I don't know. Pee Wee's got an amazing way of pushing the word, you know?
Catalog this. Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Continue, please.
He has a way of just pushing the word, you know? The misanthropy screaming through disease. Oh, my God. And you know, I don't know. Oh, my God. Sweet Sanity is calling out to me. His little tiny hiccups of beautiful explosions. You word your poem well, my friend. You word your poem. Beautiful. A beautiful poem.
Yeah, I heard all the same, but what stood out was when he questioned Jesus, and then that's where I had that question of my own, of, you know, based on the Lord, what are we doing with our time here? Any more than Rob Cohen's piece, why is the Messianic Age taking so long to finally come through? It's a part of the message. It seems to say we're so immersed now in our own different forms of logic and thinking that we've forgotten that a good part of the planet is dying. What about you, Boo?
Yeah, somebody just called and they were on the line and they weren't there that long. I don't. You should call back. So I don't know who it was. I didn't get to see it that good, but anyway, hopefully you'll call back. But I think this is probably one of the best poems that I've read of his. This is like Take Back the Night, you know, Sweet Sanity, Man versus Machine, leaves you behind, Shipwrecked High Tides, you know, from the envy tomorrow. Like, this is a deep poem. Tonight, Sheer Bright, Take Back the Night, you know, words of Resurrection, I think he said. I can't read my writing, but take it back, like, be a warrior, and then he brings Jesus in there. I wish he was here because I could ask him exactly what it's about, but it's very deep, you know, physiological, I'm never going to say the word right, philosophical, and maybe about how we've been down long enough, we've been silent long enough, we've been weak long enough, time to stand up and take it back, like Randall always says, and be the warriors that we once were. I don't know if I'm right. Maybe he'll tell me in a text. But, yeah, it was a great read. Also, Zappa, great, right? Very like, you know, what's the warriors, you know, how they fought, like the Nordic dudes. I don't know what they're called, but kind of reminds me of that kind of strength, that, like, really, like, otherworldly kind of thing. Good job.
Right, only warriors I know is from a 1970s action movie. They were a gang in New York. I remember seeing that. It was the Warriors with Warlocks. Right. Guess we're not on the same page there, Boo.
No.
Okay, that was a trippy movie. That was it.
I forgot its name. I haven't seen
since
the 90s. Yeah, it was pretty fresh. You remember that one, Zappa?
Oh, yeah.
What movie are you talking about? Are you talking about a movie?
Warriors versus Wizards.
Oh, I never saw that. No, I don't like that kind of stuff, but yeah.
It had
a course, I don't tell people that I was a Dungeon Master.
Yeah.
I love Dungeons and Dragons.
But what's that apocalyptic if you think about it? You're in New York, it's the middle of the night, and wow, the only thing that rules is gangs. There's no police, you know?
Oh, hell.
That was the whole backdrop. Yeah.
That one is subscribed 100%.
All right, Gary Gygax moments. Gary Gygax moments.
Copy and paste if you want. Between you and I, Raz. Rat, between you
and I. So I'm going to put back now. Oh, here we go. I'm going to do it. This is one of his classics.
That's the essence of the poem between me and you.
You have to show up again on the show, buddy. I hope you're listening. Here we go, just for you and for everyone else who loves this piece.
And we got one from Kitty.
The Organ Grinder Monkey.
Organ Grinder's Monkey.
One.
Meow.
By Raconteur. Every day, I wake up alone, asking myself if breathing means that I'm blessed or cursed, craving human contact, feeling as if my chest is about ready to burst. My life has always been a performance, dancing to an organ grinder's tune, revealing myself for people's amusement, deluded I can make anyone care, or heaven forbid, swoon. Emptiness has become a way of life, isolated from the world I know, clinging desperately to what's left of my sanity, remnants of what seems a lifetime ago. The people I meet throw peanuts at my feet, and I smile, pretending everything's all right, counting the seconds until I close my eyes, not caring if I make it through another night.
Oh, that's one
end
of my
poem.
Yeah, it's definitely one of his classics. I felt like he was right here on the line right now, hearing the recording. Because I'm so used to doing the show and there's Rack's voice just backing us up the entire way through the night on the blog. Yeah. And I think also what strikes the most about this is the loneliness of the monkey, knowing that you have to work hard at the carnival in order to pay the bills for the circus tent. But he just carries on with a little bit of sadness and at the same time self-dignity at doing his profession. What do you say to this, Zappa?
Oh, pardon me. I was on mute. Emptiness. Emptiness. You know, I feel this every day. Literally every single fucking day.
Wow.
You see,
really?
Just like that, too. Emptiness, yeah. Loneliness, emptiness, loneliness. It's hard. It's difficult. I honestly don't feel loneliness like most people do because I love my loneliness. I love my aloneness. But I get it. I totally get it. And it's heart-wrenching. What I read, what I hear, what I heard in this poem, just a wretched emptiness that begs. I can't say it any other way. It's a good poem.
Yeah, it begs the bottom of the abyss to drag you up to the ride.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite poems of this because it's so, it's just, fuck, it's so sad. And like, what I really always sticks out is they're just throwing penis at his feet. Like, he's just a piece of shit, you know? Like, take these little scraps, fucker. Like, you ain't worth nothing. You're just despicable and deplorable and all of that. It's just so degrading, you know? And then the monkey suit, you know, the picture that he has, that I see it in my head because I know exactly what it is. And it just, like, it hurts me to know that he feels this way, too, because he's such a wonderful, beautiful person, supporting person, great friend, and he has this whole folder called the Hurt Locker where he has all of his heartbreak poems, and I hate that folder, but it's the biggest one that he's got, especially because he gives so much and he gets so little. The whole thing just reminds me of just being degraded and disrespected, you know? And it's really, it really gets you. Like, I almost want to cry. And I've heard it at least, you know, probably 5, 6, maybe more than that times. But, yeah, it's something. So, yeah, thanks, Rack. Always put your heart on the table, you know. And one of the best listeners there is, too. I was going to read this one from Kitty that Pee-wee sent me, the text. Kitty is an audio poet who's always supportive, and she's awesome. And
great. You have your own mother little helpers there. I'll keep popping the pills. Let's hear Kitty.
He's on Clubhouse, so that helps. So this is from Kitty. Sorry, Kitty, we can't play the SoundCloud, but we appreciate your support. It's called Pisces Queen. Pisces Queen, a vampire beauty living in London town. Stunning vision dressed in crimson with raven hair and teeth as sharp as knives. She walks like a goddess on the clouds, making heads turn as she saunters on by. Her muddy brown eyes scan the city street while the bloodlust rises in their throat. To dance the tango of her tongue. Chasing her victim wisely, gotta be alone and over the age of 20. Taking them home to her mansion on the hill and hanging them upside down in the basement till they pass out. She bleeds them dry of every drop of blood, then feeling bad after every kill, starts writing a poem about them as they swing. After the deed is done and her crimson dress is spattered in burgundy blood, she tosses the corpse into the wishing well of severed heads that the locals had cleared haunted. Feeling bad about the kill, but with a full tummy, she sips the blood from a martini glass and olive, watching the night pass into the morning. End poem. Sorry, I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's disturbed, but you can't blame the poet. She's British. You can check this out for yourself. There's a Pluto Streamline service, free cable television, rock out this summer. Check out Pluto. And one of the stations is Doctor Who. Have you seen the 70s versions of Doctor Who? It's just one horror gothic story after the next. And that reminds me of
God.
This. I
yes,
have
sir.
The version head. Yeah.
Doctor Who. Awesome.
What about you, Zappa? What do you say to this by Kitty?
I am living vicariously through all of our brothers and sisters. I am living vicariously. I love y'all. This is a really good poem. You bring me back to my roots. Really good. Outstanding.
That's one of the amazing talents of writers.
Like,
they just flash you over to other reference sources if you look deeper into their lines.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, too. Like, you know, she chases them wisely, but they got to be alone. And over 20, they can't be under 20. You know, that's funny as hell. And then chases them, and then she feels guilty about it. Even though she's killing them and doing her thing, she still feels a tinge of guilt. And
over 20 thing. Oh, boo.
Yeah, over 20.
Oh, my God.
And then just kind of funny. Then she has a full tummy.
What was
that
movie?
I shouldn't have done
that. What the hell was that movie?
It's just funny. I mean, I think it's funny. So thanks, Kitty, and you're always awesome, always supportive here and on Clubhouse, and I appreciate it. Appreciate you putting it in the chat.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So I was going to read mine, and then we can be done for tonight for that, and then we could chat or whatever. But mine goes like this.
Yeah, if you're ready to end this show, then let's do it with the Queen of the House.
Sorry.
Boo, yeah.
Logan's Run. I'm going to emblazon this into your mind. Logan's Run. Gotta watch it. Okay, shutting up.
Okay. So am I
going to No, you don't have to shut up. Please, people, go out there and rewatch Logan's Run. It's an awesome freaking show. Yeah.
Is it a show or a movie?
Both the movie, but, like, the series, it has 10 episodes. It's well worth the watch.
Okay.
You want to go out of the dome, you want to escape the dome, and then at the end, wow, you're at the dome.
When we end, I'm going to play, on the way out, I'm going to play a poem of Randall's. But so anyway, this goes
right.
like this.
No, but we have a caller in the studio. You wouldn't believe who it is, Boo. It's Rack. Let me grab him real quick while he's still
yeah.
there on the line.
Hey, Rack.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I'm tripping. Yeah, hold on, Rack. All right, there he goes. Hey, Rack.
You have a runner.
That's
a runner.
Just read yours. We just finished yours, our favorite Oregon Monk
Bring
Rider Monk.
Boo. I'm having a little technical difficulty.
Hey, brother.
Get Rack in here. Rack.
You got a runner.
No, we just finished your Oregon Grinder Monkey. That was our favorite, one of our favorites of yours. Even though it's heartbreaking as hell. So.
I don't have the studio, Boo. Can you bring him in real quick?
Already here.
Hi, Raz.
Rack?
Yeah, that's right.
It's me.
Is that you?
Yeah,
oh, it's you. How are you doing, Rack? I'm sorry about last night. I had no freaking idea I was supposed to call in as a host. I'm so sorry, man. But we're going to do that again, over again, with you hosting sometime, like a second edition.
We'll just take the calls that were in there. We'll do them the next time we can get in. We can't see. So.
Show, yeah.
Yeah. And he makes it as difficult as fucking possible. So I was going to read mine, and then we could chat if you want, and then we'll do Randall's on the way out, the last one. Okay? Okay, so,
right.
Oh, my God. All right, so, okay, let's go.
Without further ado, Boo.
Yeah. Bullies, let me take a minute to talk about the harm in your causing your winning. Let me tell you something I'll never do. I refuse to bow down to you. Your insults and taunts, your cruel words and actions, try to snub out our friendships and passions. They have lasting effects on your victims, of pain that they carry and they can't seem to shake. You're causing wounds that often won't just heal or fade. Your ego's inflated, but in reality you're small. To put someone else down just to feel tall is cowardly and shows that you're insecure within. Hurt people tend to hurt others. You can sit and spin. Think about the impact on your words and your deeds, the harm that you cause and the pain that it breeds. Stand up for those who can't defend themselves. Be the voice of the voiceless. Play the cards you've been dealt. Bullies, they're everywhere we go, but they don't have any empathy or compassion to show. They think that they're cool by picking on the weak, immature cowards whose future is bleak. From the schoolyard to the workplace, bullies are trying to put others in their place, but they don't understand the impact they're having. It's time to stop the cycle. We need to take some action. Words can hurt, and the actions too. The scars they leave can last a lifetime, it's true. So instead of tearing others down, let's them up and help them adjust their crown. We need to stand up to bullies and show them that we're not taking it. What hurts you more is that I see through your bullshit. So let's work together and make a plan to create a world where bullying is banned. We need to spread love, respect, and care and make it known that we won't spare. Bullies, it's time to stop the pain and suffering. Please make it drop. And to all the victims, you're not alone. Together we'll rise up and together we've grown. Bullying is never okay, and it's not cool. It's time to be kind and break the rules of hurtful behavior that needs to end. Let's stand together and make amends. End poem. Dedicated to you,
yes,
Kevin.
Yes, this is definitely very social relevant. I'm looking this up, and stopbullying.gov. You can contact for information various government agencies on bullying, cyberbullying prevention, and response. What we have... Some of the statistics here, it says that cyberbullying occurs on every social media platform, YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook. Of all ages become the victims. Cyberbullying is increasing as they grow older. And there's facts to go with that in the Norton Review. So 71% of U.S. parents with a child age 11 or younger are concerned that their child might spend too much time in front of screens, according to the Pew Research Center, and 70% of parents estimate that their kids spend at least 4 hours a day with those screens. Before the pandemic, it was 60% of parents estimated their kids were in front of the screen. And 56 of these reports have occurred within January and July 2020. You have 10 to 18-year-olds, 21% feel or have been cyberbullied. This is becoming, you know, its own form of a microaggression pandemic. So we have to take more prevention measures. There's no reason why anyone has to be mistreated in the United States of America. We're too much of a number one world power to permit this kind of behavior. Thank you, Boo. And Rack, since you're here just on time to add your usual critique and wit, what do you think of this, by Boo?
Right here on time to talk about might makes right, huh? You know, the idea of bullying before there was ever cyberbullying, it was just schoolyard bullying, you know, give me your lunch money and crap like that, you know, and you know, for no other reason, you know, well, why you got to do that? Because you were born, you know, it's like, you know, that people try and make you believe that that's your lot in life, that you know, well, I'm bigger, so I have the right. And you know, it's funny because, you know, there's certain religions that believe that, you know, the bigger ones are meant to take care of the weaker, you know, it's what helps them thrive, survive. It's the opposite of I want to say evolution, really, but, you know, it's funny because, you know, that's just one trait out of so many. And, you know, focusing on that area of, strength or indifference, Neanderthalism, I don't know, it puts a different spin on things. But, you know, you can't reason with someone like that sometimes, and it's really hard, you know, and it's easy not to recognize it sometimes too. And so you know, you talk about it in a way that like, you know, unless you've been bullied, sometimes, again, you just overlook it. You don't realize it, you know.
Being bullied is abrasive.
When it's done by adults?
It's hard to explain. I can tell you this, though. You make them earn it. Don't ever.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain.
It's
really
tough.
Hard to explain. Just don't ever give in. Don't ever give in. Whatever you do, because in your fiber, in your being, you are you.
What
don't
about
ever
when it's
give in.
Other adults, not even on the playground anymore? It's just insecure, immature idiots who have a power trip who are very, really quite small.
At that point, I would argue the semantics of the word adult. You know, you're not applying it necessarily because that's not a very adult attitude, you know.
It's what have we learned? Yes, I get that.
It's a very childish thing, you know, to think that, you know, might makes right, that you know, well, I'm bigger than you, so I have to be right, you know. It's I can't count. So, you know, if I see five cars and I ask you how many cars are there, and you tell me no, there's only four because I'm too stupid to count, you know, I said no, there's five, you know, it's like it's not just it's forcing my point of view on you at that point. And that's when you lose, you know,
it's confusing.
Well, it's worse than confusing because the line of intellect is what gets blurred, really. The line of the social thing that you're sharing with someone, you know, it's like other people's ability to gets destroyed from it because you're telling them no, that's not the case. You know, you're altering reality to your perception of it because you're not basing it on anything, you know, factual or scientific. You're basing it on, you know, well, this is what I believe, and that's
fair.
Yeah, that's when you lose, you know, all the democratic whatever. I mean, you know, you could talk about the way governments are run sometimes, China or, you know, the ones that want to impose.
God forbid. Yeah.
Well, you know, at one point, you know, even Russia, you know, it's like this is the way the government wants to run it. So you know, well, that's what's right. Not because it's what's right. It's because that's the way that they want to implement things. And that's what gets scary. It's like, you know, the good of the people is what I say the good of the people is, not what, you know, what everyone thinks the good
yeah.
of the people is. So,
yeah.
So you know, that's a whole different area of debate. And, you know, all that to me comes back down to like you say, to the bullying. You know, you could twist it into that.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. And it's not very, it's, you know, bias, not even bias or anything. It's just like, oh, just hate just to hate, you know, with no reason. You know, I should ask my daughter's friend and be like, I don't like that girl. And I'd be like, why? What's the reason? This girl always said this about everybody. And I was like, give me one reason why you don't like her. And she's like, well, I don't really know. Well, that makes no sense. The fuck? How you can like somebody that you don't even know? You can't even give me one reason, you know? It's ridiculous. So, I don't know.
Well, you know, when you were little, I don't know. I remember coming home if somebody, you know, picked on you or whatever. I would come home and, you know, why are your pants ripped? Well, I got pushed in the schoolyard. Well, why? You had to have done something.
Yeah, I
was standing there, you know. It's because my hair was a certain color or because, you know, I was talking to you know, somebody that I wasn't supposed to be, that I didn't know I wasn't supposed to be, you know. It's like, well, you don't associate with those people or you don't do, you know. It's like people want to assign things to a situation that they don't know all the facts.
Right. And, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know,
people that have no life that have to put their nose in everybody else's business, they can't even mind their own damn business, especially when you've stood up for these people before, and then, you know, they do shit like that, this. But, yeah, I feel you.
That's crazy.
What do you think, Zappa?
I just... Well, let me tell you what I think. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Oh, my God. Father knows best.
And here's the thing, when you bully somebody, you're talking like old-age kids, you don't know how you're hurting them because you don't know what they deal with at home a lot of times. They could probably get bullied too. Kids are killing themselves because they're being bullied. They're committing suicide. That makes me sick.
Yep.
He's yelling now. He's yelling now.
Yeah, I saw another statistic recently that most kids are not even going to survive past 20-something. You know, there's like 30-40% that it's just too difficult in the world the way it is today that there's going to be as many survivors as there were in previous generations.
I wonder what
Which
the
is very sad indeed, yeah.
I think it probably went up because of COVID and people being stuck in the house, but I'd be curious to know if it went up or down. You know, that's sad because kids want to fit in so bad that they're willing to take their own life. Like, that just makes me sad as hell.
Right here,
it's relatively easy to take one's life. That's the scariest part of it all.
Well, on a global scale,
hold on, Raz.
34% blocked off communication, 29% did nothing, 11% talked to their parents about the incidents.
Huh. Communication with your kids is important because, you know, what's the number one thing kids complain about is my parents don't listen to me. And we're all guilty. We've all done it. But, you know, we got to stop and listen. And I'm guilty too, shit. So, but... You know, what were you going to say, Rack?
No, so even if you look at it on a global scale, the Ukraine and Russia, you know, the winner of the outcome is going to decide, you know, how the narrative is written. And they're going to say who was right and what happened. You know, all the facts are going to get lost and twisted.
And that's the problem. People just get bits and pieces of what they think is the facts, not the true story. And then if Rack hates Raz, then I got to hate Raz, too. And then we got to hate Zappa, too. It's like just ridiculous jumping on the bandwagon.
I love
if you hate him, I got to hate him, too.
I fucking love this. I mean, my God, we're like we're talking covertly right now. You know? It's just like really fucking laughing.
Hell yeah, you guys.
I'm just sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. Like, I'm really.
I agree. Totally.
I mean, you know, we're supposed to be a community of writers that love to write and love poetry, and that's what we're there for. And we're trying to do our thing. We'll just be friends, you know. Like I said, these people, are my best friends. I love everybody on here, especially on the show, because we've been bonding for 5 years. And just to rip it all away is pretty fucking shitty. You know, we're not bothering you. So what do you fucking care for, Harco Parco and Arcana, whatever the fuck your name is? Like, we don't even associate with you, so you shouldn't even worry about it. I knew you were trouble from day one, too. So that's why I got rid of your ass a long time ago. But, you know, two-faced backstabbers, so what can you do? But you know what? They're not, you know, we, anyway,
Boo-boo.
I was going to say, we
have a website. Let's just do what we're doing.
Whoever wants to be here,
yes,
can be here. True friends will be here. We also, I have a website where we can go and we can put our, that I created, that I'm going to give to you to spread around. If you could send me your phone number, Zappa, but I'll give you mine. I think we're going to be off the air and only we got 15 minutes. But, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know. I just, really what it comes down to is small, insecure people. So, well, we just got to keep our head high and keep doing what we do. And if we get kicked off the site or whatever, which is probably coming next, then we can meet elsewhere. But I think it's really important that the, you know, especially the regulars that come on the show, that we all exchange numbers somehow. Maybe start like a phone number thing. Maybe Zappa or somebody could start it and then just pass it around or something, so we could have each other's numbers so we can hook back up again, because it'd be sad not to be able to hang out anymore. Like, that's the part that hurts me the most.
Bark up.
There's stuff that can be done, Boo. Don't worry.
Bark
the show's
up.
Not over yet. Well,
no,
vlog is
you are not done.
Finish, but,
we are not done.
You know, I'll see you on a tighter group, Boo. All right. And did you say you're going to do Randall before?
Oh, I thought we're still talking. What else are we going to talk about? We can get on another subject. Zappa, you wanted to chat, so what do you want to talk about?
What the fuck, man?
Let's see. WTF, World Trade Federation, and Franklin Tower in New York.
No, I have a bunch of lame questions we can ask, too, if you want to. Like,
okay. Lame question number one. Uno dinero. It's for the money, man. It's for the money. Come on now.
These are like thoughts, like, okay, well, the reason I got these questions is Lizzie actually failed eHarmony test. If you can believe that fun shit. So that's hilarious. How do you fail eHarmony test? So then I got the eHarmony test and we started asking the questions. And then after that, we just got
eHarmony? eHarmony? Oh my God, eHarmony.
The test.
Hey,
how
do you fail the test? I totally, I'm 100% eHarmony. I mean, if anybody wants to, like, find, like, what, fucking soulmate or something, you know? Yeah, definitely eHarmony. Definitely. eHarmony is pretty cool.
It is?
Nothing wrong with it.
Ask Dave, he's been on 371 dates on eHarmony. And that's the truth.
Oh, boo-boo, my God.
I go, man, you are not a quitter, that's for sure. I told him to write a book about it. He has poems about it. Told him to write a book about it. You don't got to include all 371. Maybe just the
Holy
most.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I can't believe that shit. I only got laid once, he said.
Oh, my God.
Fucking bad
odds. Oh, my God.
And then he told me what everybody tells me, is that they never look the way they do in the picture. That's false advertising. And
Always.
That's like
my
friend
God,
would tell
always.
Me. picking up this chick, and he was like, yeah, so meet me in front of Citibank when you're done. She was like, okay, cool. So he goes to Citibank, and he's waiting, and he's like, he's telling me a story. He's like, I don't see her. And I'm sitting there, like, thinking, where is she at? She calls him, and she goes, where are you? And he's like, I'm at Citibank. Are you at the right address? Yeah, I'm at this address. So am I. He's like, oh, she starts walking up. He's like, oh, shit. He's like, she looks completely different. She's totally fugly. And I'm like, what did you do? And he's like, well, fuck, I had no choice. She was a nice girl. So, I mean, I went out there to eat, and then I was just rushing her to get to a comb. And he's like, but the point is, she looked completely different to the point I didn't even notice her at all. Like, I was like, who's that?
Oh, my God.
Like, hey, and she gets in the car, and he's like, and I'm like, he goes, there's Photoshop, and then there's Photoshop. He's like, because I was like, oh, my God, like, unrecognizable, you know? I said, oh, shit.
Holy
what do you
shit,
do? He's like,
man.
She was all right, you know, but I said, shit, that's crazy. But you know how many people do that? A lot, I'm sure.
Hey, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
If I ever show a picture of myself, it's me.
Right.
No hidden whatever bullshit or whatever. It's me.
No, and you do put a lot of pictures of yourself up there on you and your, like, ATV and your motorcycle and all of that.
What?
I've seen pictures of,
God.
Of a motorcycle, right?
Oh, the motorcycles?
Dirt bike?
Which ones?
Yeah, you have a lot. That's what I'm saying. Well, you always
oh, my God.
Up there that are real, because you can tell they're real because they're not filtered. And you can tell it's really you. There's no, you know, bullshit. Because you're outside. Most of the time you're outside doing something outdoorsy.
The most recent ones are me. I'm not in a good way. I'll just say it that way. I'm not in a good way.
But at least you.
or any of us. We have another call on the line. Let's see who it is.
Okay.
Wait.
Kevin, watch it, Kevin.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, people. My name's Joe.
Hey,
I was
Joe.
Listening to, hey, I was listening to the hostess talking about a friend of hers. Recounted the kind of incident where he got the picture of a girl and hey, the girl's walking up the sidewalk and she looks completely different.
Yeah.
I think that's happened to all of us. That's happened to me and it's happened to women as well. One
yep.
time I got a picture, I was in a dating service, we exchanged pictures, and the picture that I got of her was an accurate one, but it was like 300 yards away. So she deliberately made it seem like she was about, you know, 2 inches tall. So we met anyway, and I see her coming up, and it looks like the picture that I was given, but she looked like she had these bags under her eyes that really made it look ugly. But I, you know, but I decided, hey, why
oh
not?
God.
I'm here, she's here. It'd be rude to stand her up. So went inside. She was one of these people who was trying to make a very good effort throughout the whole night to be very pleasant and everything. But all I kept looking at was that Samsonite luggage underneath her eyes because she did not give me the true picture of what she looked like. So I recommend if you're ever going to meet somebody, because, you know, a lot of us, we just don't want to stand up to person or, you know, really make them feel bad. Just having a proviso. If your picture looks anything different, I mean, if you in real life look anything different from your picture, I'm gone.
Yeah. Shit, that's hilarious. I was going to tell you something. Oh, shit. Well, I'm going to say something along about that, too. Some another story that my friend told me. Sorry, now I forgot what it was. I'll think of it in a minute. But I also recommend a background check, right?
Background check, yeah, in case they carry weapons and axes with them and show them when you're at dinner. Yeah,
fucking crazy. Like, you see, like, you know, these women, they just started dating the dude and they're already letting them watch their kids and shit, you know, like babysit
yeah.
their kids. What the hell is wrong with you? Like, God,
it's
you're crazy.
It's the new generation. It's the generation WTF.
Yeah. WTF. Yeah, no joke. That's funny. But what about this, Joe? What if she was if she wasn't all that, okay, you were the bag, but what if she was, if she was really nice, would you, would that have mattered or not really?
Well, like I said, I spent I didn't stand her up. We went to dinner, then we went to a movie, and we spent the date together. The thing, she was very pleasant, and she was trying, as I said, she was trying to make a good impression. She was putting her personality forward and everything, but it didn't matter. She was just that ugly, you know.
If you don't have attraction,
disappointed me. And,
you can't force it or create it. It's there or it ain't, you know. Well, listen to this shit. This is what I can tell you. My friend was dating this person, right? And he was like, yeah, I'm a, he's in love and this and that. Dude, but she seemed kind of like mannish. He's like, fuck you. And I'm like, no, seriously, next time you have your video sex or your phone chat sex, whatever, pan down, seriously, pan down and just take a look-see at what's down there. And he's like, oh my God, you're so fucked up. And I'm like, no, just do it because I'm telling you, something don't add up. So he's like, yeah, so 6 months goes by, and then he finally, you know, pans down one day, and he's like, it's a dude, fuck, you were right. And I'm like, and he wasn't even pissed. He was like, well, you know what, it is what it is now, and now we're in love. He's like, does that make me gay?
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Whoa. Are you talking about someone who accidentally fell in love with a transvestite that was straight?
Yes, does that make him gay, he wanted to know. What do you guys think?
A transvestite or a transsexual?
I mean, I feel like this, like, if you're gay, I don't know, is he doing you in the butt? That makes you gay, in my opinion. If not,
what
then I don't know. Maybe
no. Oh, my God. Good God,
I mean, that's,
man.
Right.
What
I mean,
have you done?
What's gay? It's penetration, am I right? Or is
but
it just being
like
a dude, period?
I'm concerned, if you know, I these things about when criminals can't get out of prison and they say, well, I've been doing this guy in the ass for 20 years, but I was never gay. And now that I'm out of prison, I'm, you know, I'm straight. And I go, wait a minute. How did you get it up for 20 years if you weren't gay in some way?
That's at least by, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
there's
hilarious.
A 5-year limit. Yeah,
hey,
if I,
Joe,
yeah, for 5 years, I'm
from?
Not gay. Yeah.
What part of New York are you from, Joe?
Oh, my God.
So are you from New York?
Montana,
hey,
Joe from Montana.
I live my folk in my car. I live my folk in my car.
You're from Boston?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
You get right on the head.
Two guys in prison, and the new guy, the guy that's been there a while asked the new guy, he's like, do you want to be the husband or the wife? He's like, I want to be the husband. And he's like, come over here and suck your wife's cock.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, right. They were like,
seriously, how do you not say you're gay if you're a guy in prison and you can get, you know, they say it's just for control. I just want to dominate this guy. You know, let him know who's the boss. But you still got an erection, and you're still putting it up some guy's ass. So how are you not gay?
The math, not math in there. No shit.
It's unreal, you know. I don't know.
Hey, good God,
man. Like
good God.
Jeez.
Oh. And what about that stupid shit, like the whole what's it called, Iraq? The cuckold thing or whatever? When
cuckolding.
Cuckolding. You know what that is, Joe?
Yeah, I've heard the word. I know how to spell it, but I always thought it was about people who were kind of acquiescent to, you know, to other people. They were just submissive. That's what I always thought about it as meaning. Cuckold, C-U-C-K-O-L-D.
Yeah, is that what it means? I think it was that what it means, Rack?
Well, my understanding of the word is like, you know, when a woman makes another man watch her get fucked in front of her husband.
Oh yeah, that's what I thought it meant too. So it's like he likes to
watch
other
now.
Guys.
I'll look up in the dictionary, see what it says.
Joe, you're a riot. Hey Joe, do you like?
Oh my God!
We gotta get Joe over on
the
line. Maintaining a strict line of tolerance here.
Yeah, apparently now the thing that they were talking about the other day. This is kind of gross. Maybe I should wait till after 8.
The funny
wait a minute.
Thing is, the funny thing is, Zappa, it's not tolerance. If you know, if they were all into it, that's what they signed up for. It's
yeah.
it's like the guy's
oh my fucking god, that is so true.
The guy's
yeah.
into being humiliated.
Oh,
she's into humiliating him. So, you know, hey, they found the right situation. It's like
be degraded.
Well,
can you imagine?
According to Merriam-Webster, it's a man whose wife is unfaithful.
I heard that.
A man who likes to be unfaithful? Oh, you got
no,
to look
a man
urban...
whose wife is unfaithful.
Look in Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, that'll probably have the...
As a real
it's a funny little thing. It's a funny little piece of paper that has a bunch of words that say some things that don't mean sense sometimes.
We had a guy in the hospital that had a candlestick up his ass, right? And we were like, oh, my God. So this is how crazy and fucked up we are because, you know, you need to laugh. And you see so much shit, so you just got to laugh. But we're all debating. My boss puts $5 on the table, and he goes, what do you think? It's a votif or the long one? And we're like, oh, shit, I don't know. So we all start putting money on the table. and so we're like, what is it? So we goes to the CAT scan, and we see that it's the long one. And he goes to him, so, this is what he says to the patient, so inappropriate. He goes, so, let me ask you a question. At what point during the evening does this come up? Is it before dessert? Is it after dessert? Is it after you have some drink? What point do you put in there? Hey, do you mind if I put a candlestick up your ass?
Good
job.
Jimmy, I know.
Swallow.
Right after we have cream pie, we'll have broomstick up the ass. That's a good
Holy
tip.
Shit, man.
I mean, seriously. And then, you know, it's like hell, and we're just like, Jesus Christ, like, oh, my God. And then on the way out, he's like, hey, watch those candles. Like, you know what an idiot he must feel like to come in the hospital with that shit. It's like the people that come in with, like, they've only taken one Viagra, but they've taken 10.
Oh, my God, Viagra.
At
Holy
the beginning
shit.
Of the night, the candle was in the middle of the table.
Yeah. I wonder if you needed lube for that or whatever. Probably.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Good. Oh,
Brad
shit. Another time,
scary.
This kid was out on the ledge, and she's like, everybody's at the window. I'm like, what's going on? She's going to jump. The fire department's here. The cop here. I think she's going to jump. Same doctor comes in and puts $10 on the table, and he goes, 10 says she doesn't jump. And we're like, oh, my God, you're such a dick. And we're like, all of a sudden, there's a big pile of, like, $74 on the table. And she didn't jump, but he's like, I told you. And then we just ordered pizza. But it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And then somebody says to the girl out there on the ledge, you know, you still got time. You should do it right now. We lost money.
She's always threatening. She ain't going to do it. I'm like, that's the person that would do it. The one that you think wouldn't, you know? Oh, shit. That's funny.
Emily, you're talking about suicide. You got people who do these multiple attempts at suicide. And you got to figure,
yeah.
you got to be some stupid fucking person if you can't if you can't kill yourself at least once. You know?
Right. Oh, God.
I mean,
right. You can't get the one thing right, what? I used to do an adrenaline rush. Adrenaline rush to suicide.
See, we all, but everybody knows the way to do it. But some, I think people don't. They don't want to make the mess of a gun. They don't want to do the be messy. But yet they want to just do it.
I just don't want anybody to clean up the mess. You know.
Yeah, agreed.
Nobody should have to clean up that mess.
They're like, I don't want to leave my family with this mess, but you know. You know, and what they want to kill themselves for, like kids, that used to bug the shit out of me because that used to be my daughter's thing. Well, now I'm just going to kill myself. Oh, I hate that. Why do you got to say that? It's like, don't throw that in my face. Now I'm worried about that. That's a really shitty thing to say, you know? Happier topic. So, hey, Joe, do you like poetry?
Yeah, I do. That's why I came in. But then everybody's talking about, you know, getting it up the ass. And I'm wondering, well, what kind of poetry is this?
Poetry,
good God, man. It was a poem. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Oh, shit, you're too funny. What kind of poem you want to hear, Joe?
I was wondering what the linkage was. Somebody started talking about there was a day.
You were just being asshole.
Crazy.
You know, and then they start rhyming, and all of a sudden, the end of the poem would be, and then I took it up the ass. Yeah.
Funny.
Oh,
what kind of poem do you want to hear, Joe? We got everything under the sun.
Well, everything except up the ass. I'm kind of tired of that conversation. So, anything else?
Do you write poetry?
I'm not very good at it, but I like it if it's well.
Something you
want
to read? We'll listen.
No. I just thought I'd come in because it's in public mind, so I figured there might be people who would be coming in reading their poetry and maybe.
Oh, I think we should do a round for Joe then.
Have you got a poem?
Joe. Yeah, let's do a round of poems for Joe.
Have you got a poem?
I
don't have any.
He's going to have to listen. No, he said he doesn't have any handy, but he likes poetry.
Give
he came with his poetry, not the candle up the ass.
Yeah, see if you have something, anything, even three letters to a word. Read some limericks. Come on.
Oh, no, I'm kidding.
you like limericks, Joe?
Yeah. Nice and short, of course. That's the purpose.
What's your favorite
kind of
poetry, Joe?
Somebody.
What do you like? Sensual? You like erotic? Do you like love? Do you like society? Whatever. Do you like rhyme or do you like free verse?
I would like something along the lines of Edgar Allan Poe because what I would like to do one day is just read a couple of stanzas from I just forgot the name of this. My favorite poem too.
Raven.
The Raven.
The Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
you can read it if you want. You can read your favorite.
I don't have it in front of me. Like I said, I just came in to find out what was going on.
So we hope you come
and,
next Sunday. Okay, you guys get your poetry that you got like Poe. I know you all got one for sure. And Rack, I will take your suggestion. I know you got dark poetry too. We can get one of those.
Dark poetry?
Yeah,
dark
once upon a
like,
night,
like,
he was a week over many queen curious body, but forgotten lore. By not merely napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. To some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more.
Hey, you remember that, Rex?
No.
Is that from memory? Because that's inspiring me to go get the Raven and read it.
Get the Raven, exactly. You got to get a dark poem, Zappa and Rack.
I'll go get the Raven while you guys are looking. Maybe I can find it, and if you don't mind, read a couple of stanzas from it. Okay.
Awesome. Okay, cool. All right. So.
You want me to read you something?
Yeah, we'll wait
plastic
for Joe to come back.
Funeral flowers.
I can't remember the name of the fucking poem I'm looking for now. Shit. Man, I'll think of it.
I'm shutting up.
No, you guys shut up. Have you found your dark poem already? I know you got some. Rack, what do you think? Yours, Rack. The man from Nantucket? Okay. Are recording?
Come on, man, come on.
Is there
a
recording?
But a dark one.
It's a classical limerick.
Okay.
It's a classical.
This is a new one.
Okay.
It's called
All right.
Benders Near Portland. Here's the poem. It was always her June, but maybe the Oregon State Mountains was like the second home. Maybe Billy Plum could have shut the hell up. We were really down there near the equator border and the Portland 2019 eclipse when the day was swallowed by the moon and all. The wildlife fell quiet, roughly 2 or 3 hours, but nobody was watching the baby. And that's the part. A child's safety choking hazard could swell the belly button tears from the medical exam robot. Assuming she suspected they did something to the baby, June would vouch for me. I don't know about the house in the woods. It's a national treasure at road traps. And the bender by the wayside flat, prehistoric trees are hungry. The dead end may be near enough dump tires to light up a temporary campfire. Hush and peace.
That was dark, too. Mm-hmm.
I came up with the Raven. I could barely hear you. I heard prehistoric, and then That was about it.
What's up with this phone line? I don't know what's the deal, but okay, Joe, you can read your favorite excerpts, and then we'll go
okay.
after that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to... Okay, Ed, get down. Ed, go away. Okay. I'm going to read it the way that I would like to hear it. Okay. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. To some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door, only this and only nothing more. Distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. I can go on and on, but I think that should be about it for now.
That's an awesome read. Great. Yeah, really good. Are you from Boston, did you say?
No, Joe, from Montana.
Oh, nah.
Joe Montana, I love it.
Oh, okay, guy, no, gotcha.
No, Joe from Montana. Joe Montana. I'm not the guy that won the Super Bowl.
You sound like a New Yorker to me.
Yeah, I get that. But nobody knows what Montanians and Wyomings and people from Dakota sound like.
I know Laramie. I know from the beginning, from Laramie all the way across to Montana, all the way to Coeur d'Alene. Mm. I know your area well.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. You want to read your dark one of Zappa?
What?
Want to read your dark one?
Oh.
What
am I doing? What the fuck, man? Generation, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Isn't that scary stuff? What was I going to read anyways?
You got a poem about candles?
Plastic funeral flowers.
Okay.
I know it sounds weird, but yeah, plastic funeral flowers.
Well, I love that title.
For the love of God, I hate that phrase, but not because I hate or disbelieve. I think of altruism like a red jelly bean. Yes. Red and sour, sweet. Good and bad at the exact same time. I think of God in slow motion. Maybe I'm a dog in dog years. And maybe God is a dragon breathing fire. I don't know. It's not my department. Now is it?
Not my department.
No, I don't think so. I remember no odor rug preaching the Lord, taking up the bucks like a Jim Jones moment. I remember that I never saw God or the devil that day. I was angry, humiliated, shamed. We're trying to believe. End poem.
I love you guys.
Great poem. Awesome.
Yeah. I received plenty here, and I like that whole experience that he's relaying. The reader can go through the moment too, but in their own way, and an altered version of the truth. And so here, you know, did you see the maker? Did you see a sign of the real thing? You know, the origin of the Big Bang, the big guy, God. And, of course, it's just always going to seem like a hallucination. It'll just come back
with your thoughts again. No, it could have been the real thing, but it wasn't the real thing. So there's more going on here than a spiritual manifestation, which is not recollected later. This is a root form of memory and how it plays with our minds on a continuous level psychologically. Thank you, Zappa. Rack,
yeah.
What do you think of this piece by Zach?
I need a red jelly bean.
it was dark and demented and you know, but in a poetic way, like in a beautiful way. Yeah, and your reads, I keep saying it, but your reads are what makes your poetry so good. I mean, your poetry is good as it is, but the reads, I love your reads. I wish I read that good. What do you think, Joe?
I heard jelly bean and God. That was about it.
Yeah, something's up with the phone line. I don't know why it's so shitty. I don't know. It's usually not this bad, but I'll do racks last because I've got to look for it. So I'll just read this one. Okay, here you go. Yet you're... Okay, wait. My beauty, your flight to sway my blade, to keep your life you strive. But you will do no good for me while you are still alive. So in a flash, your throat is slit, your blood is dripping down. I watch your gags, the blood you spit while thrashing all around. You grasp your throat, but still you choke, and the blood is all you see. You're acting like a slaughtered pig thrown down in front of me. And finally, your choking stops, mere silence takes its place. You're slumped into a little pile, fear stream along your face. I've brought the past to bridge of life, you are now in my world. I want to show you all my love, my precious little girl. Now calm your soul, you look so scared, yet know now you don't oppose. I kiss your lips, I stroke your hair, and I take off all your clothes. So beautiful you are to me, I clean up all the blood. I'm so aroused, I cannot wait, I drag you from the mud. I spread your legs, I come inside, your flesh is getting cold. Your skin so soft, your lips so tight, my lust I cannot hold. I thrust with greed, I thrust with rage, you still look out in fear. I close your eyes, I kiss your cheek, I whisper in your ear. I set you now on top of me, my hands caress your breasts. I'm riding here in ecstasy, your head upon my chest. And finally my climax comes, I have fulfilled my need. I hold you tight against my waist and give you all my seed. But you should have no need for it, as you will soon decay. So now I bury you with love and calmly walk away. End poem.
Yeah, that sounded like someone being fucked to death, but it was very good for Rack.
Oh, that's different, all right. I think you've been working at that hospital too long. Oh, that's a poem by your ex-husband.
No, I don't think she was being sarcastic. That's why it was dark, because, you know, someone, for all you know, could actually be sexually fucked to death.
No, it's necrophilia.
I mean, that's seriously has to go on in the minds of psychopaths.
Yeah, no, what the fuck? You do corpses for a living. That's not why we have those gig show markers.
What were you going to say, Rack?
No, it was dead on. I mean, you know.
No pun intended, or pun intended, I mean.
Kind of scary, man. Kind of scary.
It is scary. I mean, that probably does go on in the mind of psychopaths. They think that they're doing somebody a favor by slashing their throat and then having, you know, necromaniac sex and thinking that, you know, that the other person is enjoying it because somehow their blood is all over the psychopath's body. That's a nice,
they say it has a lot to do with
people
too, and how they were raised and all of that, like technological stuff.
That's
What'd
a movie,
think?
Man. It's a book. It's a novel. Good Lord.
Yeah, you can't really read that one in many poetry spaces because people are like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I kind of think that if you did try to read it at a place where there's a lot of poetry and people are drinking, you would not hear a sound in the room.
Talk about a total mood killer. Did you say yours was called again,
right? I got to go, so thanks for the entertainment.
Call in next week, Joe. It's been real. And by the way, once we're done, you can listen to this on iTunes, on Spotify, on YouTube, everywhere.
Okay.
All right? And you'll be on there.
Take care now. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you rock. Come back next Sunday.
Good to meet.
That was cool. I would love when people call in from outside, especially when they're cool. That was good. That was fun. What's your
Yeah, we have that outside contact moment, but you're listening, Boo. Don't worry.
It's funny that we get somebody to call them talking dirty shit. Maybe that's the secret. Try to get people from the outside to call in, like just the regular person that's sitting at home, maybe listening, like, or, you know, how we could get out there more without spending, like, a lot of money, because otherwise, you know, we'd have to spend a lot of money to do that. But I wonder, though, you know, because there's people on here that have, like, thousands of – there's the two chicks I listen to on here. There's basically, they're two housewives, and all they do is bitch and complain about their kids and their husband, but it's hilarious. And they have over, like, something like 25,000 people listening to them, and they're just in a house in New Jersey. And it's fucking funny.
We don't
and then
call
there's another one about
it's
two Jewish Americans.
The world turns.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
there's one about
so
these Japs. You know, they call themselves Japs.
25,000 people listening in the household. Yeah, the FBI.
You actually have to pay somebody to answer the phone. Can you imagine?
That's the stomach turns.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But so they call this other one. They call themselves Japs, right? Jewish American princesses. But they're really, really proud of it, and they send them on these missions. So hilarious, because neither one of them wants to get dirty, God forbid. And, like, they're like, I just got my nails done. They had them go on that bull, that thing that you ride at a bar. And she was like, my nails are going to break. And the other chick's like, you just got to say it's just funny. And everybody's making fun of them. And they're wearing, like, high heels. They got their hair all done. It's just funny. But they get, like, 50,000 people listening to them. And they sell their merchandise, too, which will make you money.
You know what Jap's favorite wine is?
What?
I want to go to Europe.
He has a wine.
There's all kinds of sources out there, content-wise, for podcasts. And,
look at Joe Rogan. He's got millions of viewers.
I think we should probably wrap this up. Rack, do you have any last words?
What's what Rack's poem called?
What?
What's your dark one called, Rack?
I don't know.
You told me before, or I forgot.
I did?
Wait, I thought you said something. I thought you said it. Maybe
no,
there
was no candles and wax. That was all.
He only has romantic poems with candles in it. Well, that was good because I needed a laugh. It was just weird that Joe showed up at that time, wasn't it? At first, I thought it was a joke. I always think that, though. Every time.
Actually, no. People just find the number and they can call in, Boo. Joe.
Yeah, I always
straight.
Joke. I don't know why. But,
yeah.
Okay, so I just want to play one more for Randall, and my favorite, one of my favorites of him, because he's been supportive and awesome and a true friend. So, and then we can say thanks and all that. So you guys probably heard this one. I'm sure you did. But
all right,
this piece
Randall.
Is song lyrics. Written for
I like the other version better.
This piece is song lyrics written for a friend of mine's rock band years ago, kind of a hard drive in AC/DC field. It's called Thunder King. I've got a quiver filled with lightning. I've got a rumble to my dance. I can shake so hard it's frightening above any circumstance. When I'm sweet, I send a warning. But my face you'll never see. There are no silver linings. My clouds are black as they can be. I'm the Thunder King. I don't breathe, I blow. I'll leave your world wet and torn and laugh before I go. I'm the Thunder King. Yeah, I'm the storm you fear. I bring a nightmare with me every day of the year. I see you sitting in the meadow and you haven't got a clue. I'm just beyond the horizon. You'll be wet before I'm through. I don't care how you're feeling. It's not my job to know. Just remember one thing, baby. I don't breathe. I blow. I'm the Thunder King. I do it just for fun. And I don't give a damn about the warmth of the sun. I've got your tears in my pockets, enough to rain for a day. I can swallow the light. I'm the King of Gray.
I don't breathe. I blow.
Right. That was.
I love. I bring a nightmare with me every day of the year.
Here's my response. This is from Blake Chain, selling the America Thunder God, Thunderbird, Akin, Huaca, Agdalo, Thalok, Cockajoo, Chayak, Yapit, Chipchajum, Apakateke, Alape, Tunapa, Tupa, Castagranaga, and Mur. Yeah, Thunder God.
Oh, Thunder
Native
God.
Native American sex.
What'd you think, Zappa?
Rock and roll.
I love that poem. It's just got an attitude. Like, I love, I'm a nightmare every day of the year. Like, and it's not my job to know. I don't breathe. I blow. I just love that line. I think it's catchy. Racky Pool?
Yeah, you know, inclement weather. Close to storms. I'm going to get my umbrella. Hey, do you see a guy in the ER with an umbrella up his ass?
Not yet, but we have had other things up. Surfaces of all kinds. The grossest thing I've ever seen, though, honestly, is when I was actually frozen in place. I was fucking tripping out as well. I was brand new, too, but they're like, don't go in there. And I'm like, what? And they're like, this bathroom, and there's a guy in the bathroom, and he's just literally pulling a tapeworm out of his ass. But it's just coming and coming and coming and coming. It's not stopping. It's just like, but the worst part about it was not just the tapeworm, but the gelatinous shit that was on the ground.
Motherfucker.
I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
It's not the candle you got to worry about. It's what's hiding behind the candle when you pull it out.
Oh, my God, no shit. And I was thinking to myself, my God, who has to clean this up? This poor individual, like, and it was just yellowy and just, oh, it was so gross. And he just kept coming, and then somebody goes, don't go to Vietnam. I was like,
fuck.
They're like, are you going to move, Diana? And I'm like, she's in shock. I'm like, holy fuck. I mean, and it looked like just this, like, oh, it was just so weird. I could almost see through, and it was sick. But, and then he was acting like it was no big deal. That's also what blew my mind. Like, he was just like, eh. I'm just pulling it out, no big deal. Like, it's all over the floor. Oh, my God, it's gross. Anyway, that's a lovely story to end with. You want to say your thanks, Raz?
All right. This has been another great edition of Public Poetry, and I'd like to thank who showed up, Joe, and we have Zappa and Rack, as well as contributing pieces from Mr. Abu, Solemn, Adam, Garden Delight, Randall S., and
I think Rob. Black
and Tour, Dave Prophet, Wayne Jen, Pee Wee Cousin, Rob Cohen, Anonymous. So also thank Clubhouse, Combofool.com, Invisible Poet Society, The Abused Poet Society, and Fan Fiction. Thank you all for coming tonight to Public Poetry.
Hey, thank you guys so much for showing up and supporting and all of that. And we'll be here next Sunday. We're going to keep coming, and we're going to figure out something, you know, what else where we need to do to figure it out. But those who want to come.
All over again. Keep tuned to this
keep
station.
Us down.
Social Nostra Radio.
Thank you, guys. Oh, I should have had something ready to say.